votive mass of Our Lady of Sorrows, where we reflect upon very intense sorrows of our Blessed Lady as she shared in the passion of our Lord. She stood near the cross of Christ. St. Bernard tells us, if we would share just an inkling of that suffering, we would die. We would not be able to withstand it. Because no one loved more intensely after our Lord than our Lord himself. No one could love a son, and she watched her son die, more intensely than watching her own perfectly innocent son die. And no one could share more intimately with that suffering, with the suffering of our Lord, than the one who loved more intensely than any other. But it is also a suffering that would lead to the great glory that was to follow. Exactly what we prayed for in our opening prayer. It would be to accept our suffering, accept the cross we must carry, even with joy, because of the great glory that it will bring, that is to follow in the glory of heaven. We will accept it willingly. We may not understand it all this time as we carry it, but we certainly will, as we carry it willingly. We ask our Blessed Lady to help us to carry it. We will then understand more fully. And we certainly will fully understand it in the next life. And we must, as we saw also in our first reading, always in our mind and hearts anticipate the next life. It does not end here. We do have the spiritual life, our next life, in eternity. Our souls don't die. They never die. Our bodies will, defined, of course, as separation of the soul from the body. But in the end, our souls will be reunited with our bodies. And then what our souls will be suffering during that time of our death, our bodies will too. Or what they will experience, what our souls experience, our bodies will too. They are meant to be together, and they will be for all eternity. So we must anticipate that, keep that in mind always, and seeking eternal glory with God. Now we look out at all of the suffering that we do go through, and we see how much suffering there is in the world. St. Paul points that out in his letter to the Colossians. But he also enumerates why there is all of that suffering. As he points to various sins, there is why. Why? Because we turn away from God and we turn back to ourselves. We seek ourselves. We try to find our own happiness here in this life now. But what we don't ask ourselves, what we don't stop to think about, well, if I have that happiness now, will this not be the only happiness I ever have if I'm not careful in seeking all the pleasures of the earth? Because what happens then in eternity? If I seek it all here, seek only myself, I'm going to lose that happiness in eternity. We must be seeking not this life, not full happiness in this life, which we can never find, but a full happiness in eternity, in union with God. And there's only where we can find that, because only God is eternal. No beginning, no end. Only in God can we find that perfect happiness. Our Blessed Lady found that from the very beginning. By the grace of her Immaculate Conception, she already had that faith that would lead, a perfect faith that would lead to everlasting union with God. She ever united herself with his will, even though it meant intense suffering, always united to him, willingly accepting even the cross. And it led to the great glory of her assumption into heaven, body and soul, and her coronation as Queen of the Universe, and let us follow that example and seek her help and aid to be able to do the same. With our minds and hearts set always on eternity, always on God Himself, seeking what He wills. We may not understand it fully in this life, but we will in the next life. Let us pray to her then for that grace to be able to accept our crosses willingly, that it may lead us to everlasting life with God forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.